Welcome to SickCast, brought to you by Sick Research Institute, illuminating every path.
Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. My name is Ini Kaur, and I am the Guru Granth Sahib Project Editor. We're excited to announce the release this month of Ponia 21 to 30 of Anansa, which are set in Rag Ramkali, revealed by Guru Amar Das Sahib. Now, the team has translated Anand as bliss or joy. And in these 40 pouris, if we can think of them as steps on a ladder, we are given guidance on how to attain this Anand, this bliss, which transcends the five physical senses, which is beyond the confines of intellect and emotion, because this Anand, this bliss, is an experience. In the 24th pouri, there are two lines that really spoke to me, and I'd like to share them with you. Chit jinka hir laya maya, bolan pave ravani, kahe nanak satgur bhajo, hor kachi bani. Those whose consciousness maya has stolen, unconsciously uttering in flow. Nanak states, without the true guru, other utterance is false. This is what I hear, that all other utterances, in other words, all other compositions are kachi. Now, what is kachi? It's unripe. Unripe, I question. Yes, it is unripe because it's not of the Satguru, the eternal wisdom. Now, we use the word kachi for many things, for an unripe mango, or even for an immature individual. Similarly, without the presence of the eternal wisdom, the Satguru in our lives, all other expressions and teachings are immature, incomplete, and imperfect. We may wonder, why is that? It's because the composers of these utterances, of these compositions, are not yet fully developed. They are unripe. They are incomplete, immature, not whole. There is something missing. Some transformative essence is lacking in the other utterance. They may present themselves as ripe, as outwardly appealing, as we've seen in our history and even in the world today. But the question arises, can compositions created by imperfect individuals be transformational? And what about those of us who sing them and listen to these unripe utterances? Can we be made complete? The answer is no. We cannot be made complete by the other incomplete utterances because the consciousness of these composers is overpowered by Maya and not by Ekankar, the One, the Divine. The Guru says furthermore, those who listen to, speak, sing, recite, or even share these immature utterances also embody this immaturity. Although they may verbally be in contemplation, their understanding and realization of what they are reciting is superficial. Could we too be among those unripe beings, reciting and singing without a true understanding of the teachings? You know, there's something a lot deeper being shared here. So not only are the utterances unripe, but those of us who utter them are also unripe when we contemplate these unripe utterances. So in essence, the reciters are unripe, the listeners are unripe. And I wonder why. It's because the utterances in of themselves unripe. They are not yet fully developed, and therefore they make everything around them unripe. This has made me question myself. Which utterance am I listening to? What am I uttering? Has the allure of material possessions and worldly relationships taken over my inner awareness? Have I become so captivated by Maya that I find it challenging to contemplate on these profound teachings of the eternal wisdom of the Satguru? Guru Amar Das Sahib is so generously and graciously sharing with us that the utterance, the bani of the Guru, is the perfectly ripened fruit, full of flavor and nourishment, and is capable of making us whole, is capable of making us complete, mature, fully developed, and taking us towards mukti, liberation. I know mukti has many meanings. The team has translated mukti as liberation, emancipation, salvation, freedom. In this context, it is liberation from material bondage, vices, and the fear of death and birth. In 4022, the word mukti appears in every line. It shows us how important this word is. So for me, if I look at it, if I think about mukti, what does it mean to me? It really means to me a state of recognition of my own true nature and my connection with the One, with Ekyunkar, the Divine. It is when I have that. That to me is mukti. Now, the idea of seeking mukti has always been a quest for humanity. Right now, there's a whole marketplace of so-called spiritualists sprung up, each saying they've got the secret to mukti. But what is it in Sikh thought? In Sikh thought, mukti occurs when there is a shift from the sense of self, the I-ness within us, the small self in us, to the awareness of the larger self, the oneness, the capital S. It is actually the ultimate freedom and liberation that arises when our perspective shifts from claiming to be individual rivers to realizing that we are a part of a vast ocean. The rivers still exist, but once they merge into the ocean, they no longer identify as separate entities. Instead, their narrow I-ness transforms into the vast oneness. These are a few of my thoughts on some of the lines in this composition. To the seekers, I encourage you to invest time reading both the literal translation and the interpretive transcreations. To the scholars, I invite you to delve into the word meanings and explore the footnotes. To the history buffs, I invite you to read the historical dimensions of this bani. And if you're just beginning to explore, just read the commentaries. And for the lovers, what can I say to them? Just simply sing the bani. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.
Read the translations and commentaries at gurugranthsahib.io.
You are listening to SikhCast by Sikh Research Institute, illuminating every path.